Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is Philippians chapter 3, verses 7 through 10. But whatever things were gained to me, those things I have counted as loss for the sake of Christ. More than that, I count all things to be loss in view of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and count them but rubbish, so that I may gain Christ and may be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own derived from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which comes from God on the basis of faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death.
God created us to be in relationship with him. The type of communion Adam and Eve first enjoyed with him is meant for us as well. But when sin entered the world, everything changed. Mankind's relationship with God was broken. But as we know, that's not the end of the story. Jesus came to pay sin's penalty for us and die in our place, offering forgiveness for our sins and the restoration of our relationship with God. Once we personally receive this indescribable gift, we're adopted into God's family and belong to him forever. He's provided us with everything we need to experience intimacy with him. So what happens if, following salvation, believers never go deeper? Some may drift away from their initial zeal for the Lord. Perhaps others try to focus on God but allow earthly matters to distract them. Over time, some Christians settle for what's comfortable and familiar. Sadly, they'll miss out on the deep contentment God wants to provide. Yet those who follow Jesus wholeheartedly will have a deepening relationship with him. Communion with God made King David fully satisfied as with the richest of foods, as described in Psalm 63. And Paul viewed his own accomplishments as nothing in comparison with the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus. Draw near to God and experience the blessings of knowing him.